Forest Service has rebuilt sockeye stocks at Redoubt Lake near Sitka to the point where the commercial harvests are now possible. The subsistence and sports fisheries have quantifiable economic impact. What's the rationale for keeping Redoubt Lake and areas like that in the timber base?
Most of the land base in and around Sitka has been moved into the latter phases of development. We heard loud and clear over the last several years that Sitka doesn't want their economy based off timber industry like it was in the past. So we've responded to that. In terms of fisheries protection, Bruce Wallace, a member of the Tongass Futures Roundtable, speaks for the United Fishermen of Alaska, and he's spent quite a bit of time looking at the 97 plan, and we have spent a lot of time talking about what the 2008 amendment does. Fisheries with the significance of Redoubt Lake, as well as Port Hooton, as well as Sanborn Canal, I mean, a host of areas, I believe that this plan protects them to the point where the multiple uses on this forest, including timber harvesting and road building, can go on without affecting significantly any of these systems. It's not an either-or, like a lot of people would like us to believe. If we can't figure out a way to provide for all the needs out there, then the Forest Service isn't achieving its goal. This isn't a park. This is the Forest Service, and our goal is to manage for multiple uses.
The Sitka Ranger District has a significant second growth or young growth acreage nearing saleable size, I guess. Does the plan incorporate any new strategies for creating economic sales in the young growth?
Yes. In fact, I heard a comment this very day about spending way too much emphasis on old growth and not enough time on young growth. And I'm one that believes that if you lose the industry we have today, it will be extremely difficult to bring an industry on to deal with our large young growth stands that are coming online. So again, it's not an either or. We need to be looking into the future of how we're going to manage these young growth stands. We need to maintain the existing industry we've got today in order to use the products that are coming out of those stands. There's a misconception out there that young growth could just offset all the old growth timber harvest that's currently taking place. And if folks will get into the plan's analysis, it's pretty evident to me that we've got another 3 or 4 decades before that can actually occur. What we're trying to do now is figure out how to most effectively manage the young growth stands coming online. Well, I think we know quite a bit about how to produce more volume in terms of timber. What we don't know is how to make the most effective habitat restoration in areas that are no longer in the commercial land base and to provide enhancement opportunities for habitat in the timber land base.
The Sitka Conservation Society is on record saying that the plan is timber-oriented at the expense of more progressive forms of management. What's your response to that criticism?
I have a good response to that one. We developed a forest plan that looks at all program areas. Where I've been reading in the various news reports after our release of the decision, it's very timber-centric. Well, we had the Ninth Circuit Court tell us that our demand analysis was an error. Our range of alternatives as a result of that demand analysis was an error. And our cumulative effects on other ownerships needed to be expanded. So we're not rewriting the plan. Had we called this a different plan, we would have revised the 97 plan. We came out up front, said we were going to amend the 97 plan, and we were going to address the court's issues. And the court was very specific. Fix those items as well as do an EIS. So when people read this record of decision, the record of decision is very timber-centric, but it's in response to what the court told us that we needed to fix. If people will go back and read the plan in terms of how it's going to manage the forest resources, timber is one small aspect of it. And it still deals with recreation, wilderness, and karst, and a host of other issues. So that's, in my mind, a bit of a misconception of what this plan does. This plan provides directions for everything that the Forest Service is expected to do in Southeast Alaska.